to order the Senate Jobs and Economic Growth Committee. Good morning, members. Nice to see you all back in St. Paul. Thank you, Senator Daley. Always my happy greeting. Members, again, kind of a two-piece hearing this morning. I want to start with Senate File 139 in just a second here, and I don't think that'll take a lot of time, but we'll make sure that we do it completely and do it right. And then I'm looking at the clock. I'm not sure that'll take us till 11, but I did want to wait on Senator Gazelka's availability, which is supposed to be around 11, to start some of this discussion of the regulatory relief and the permitting process in Senate File 1, which is also being carried in. Senator Gazelka has a bill. Senator Ingebrigtsen has a bill. That's actually going to be heard in Senate Environment today, so we at least want to keep tabs of what's happening in some of the other committees. So we might end up recessing for a couple minutes, but we will certainly have a good discussion starting at 11 then. And prior to that, I have a lot of thank yous for some great staff work that went into last Friday's hearing. And thanks to all of you who went. So I will hold off on the thank yous right now. So let's take up Senate File 139. So Senator Lilly, if you would join us at the table at the far end. Maybe I could ask Senate Counsel, could you, for the committee, give us a summary of the language? Members, I assume you have everything in your packets in front of you. A summary of the bill, the actual language, and let's just lay some groundwork, okay?
Okay, Mr. Chair, members, again, this bill, basically what it does is it provides an extension from February 1st to August 1st of 2011 for licensed contractors doing work on pre-1978 structures that have lead paint. It allows them to get their certification from the EPA for this type of work. It allows them to wait until August 1st to submit the certification. So that's kind of in a nutshell, Mr. Chair.
It's hard to make it much longer, isn't it?
Well, it is just a date change, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senator Lilly, then, we will recognize you to present this long, comprehensive, critical legislation. Senator Lilly.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, actually, it's interesting to be at this end of the table. It's a very long table when you sit down at this end of it. I haven't had this perspective yet. As was said, this should be a pretty straightforward change. Last year, last session, Senator Kielash led an effort to change the lead poisoning prevention in a bill that addressed an EPA federal regulation regarding how do we properly deal with lead-based paint in homes? How do we properly license contractors and have folks that can handle this correctly? And Senator Kielash did a lot of work on this last year. And one of the aspects of this that came out is that the form that the contractors fill out is an online form, and it's not real clear on that form how to fill it out, and the deadline is February 1st, and it needs to be extended to August 1st. And that is basically the context of this change in regulation that we need to work on. There is no fiscal impact of this change. There are no impacts on our budget or other measures. But this is helping out homeowners and helping out business people so that we can have the proper licensing, the proper procedure, and recognize those who have been certified and have been trained to properly work on lead-based paint. And I am joined by Lisa Fernetti from the Builders Association. And would you like to comment also, Lisa?
Thank you, Senator Lilly. Just a little background then. So, Fernette or Fernetti? What do you want?
I would prefer Fernette.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm remembering Fernette. So Ms. Fernette, I know.
Just came back from the range. I mean, Italian names and other names.
Understood. That's right. We've all
Mr. Chair,
a few vowels.
Senator, it's French.
We.
Oh. thank you. It's quite a comedy duet down there. Ms. Frenette, if you could, I want to say thank you for, I know you have done a lot of legwork in the last 10 days, reaching out to staff and members of the committee, but if you could you just kind of review the basics and get this on the record then as to why this needed to be hustled through in quick fashion? Ms. Frenette.
Mr. Chair, members, I'd be delighted to. Over the course of the past 16 years, the EPA has been going through new rules and regulations for lead-based contamination and how builders and contractors can perform lead abatement. Last year, we worked with Senator Kielash on a legislation that would ensure that builders and remodelers were properly certified under the state statute. In an effort to work with that, we wanted to make sure that there was a measure for making sure that building officials were able to check to make sure, again, that remodelers and builders were actually certified. We worked with the Department of Labor and Industry, and the way they do this is through the EPA, through the Department of Labor and Industry and the EPA's website. Unfortunately, there are, due to a glitch in the EPA system, there's a checkoff box that a lot of people have not checked off. Consequently, there are builders and remodelers out there that are certified but are not on the website. We're concerned that they will not be able to pull a permit to do the job and get back to work if they can't be checked on. So we're working with the Department of Labor and Industry and ourselves to get messages out to builders and remodelers to say, get back on the EPA website, check off the box so that you're on the list. We're simply asking for an extension from February 1st, 2011 to August 1st, 2011 to get this corrected.
And Ms. Frenette, again, could you emphasize, so what's the harm? What's the harm if we don't change this? What's the
Builders Association of Minnesota, Mr. Chair and members, is concerned that builders and remodelers will not be able to pull the permit to perform the work. Hence, in trying to get people back to work, we're not going to be able to have that opportunity. A lot of builders are relying and homeowners are relying on remodeling right now rather than moving or doing other things. And so this is an effort to make sure that people are getting back to work and people who have money are spending money.
And Ms. Frenette, I know you've worked with the Department of Labor and Industry. I'm not sure if there's someone here from the department this morning, but Mr. Richkowski is apparently stuck in his driveway or something. Do you have do you know where the department is on this?
Mr. Chair and members, I spoke with Mr. Rakowski this morning. They're fine with it.
Okay, great. Is there anyone else? I want to recognize you. Hang on a sec, Senator Kielish. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify on Senate File 139? Okay, so I do want to note that this was legislation carried by Senator Kielash last year, and he's been involved in the last week here making sure we're doing the right thing. So, Senator Kielash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Frenette, my understanding, we talked earlier, and just to get the testimony on the records, I think you said there's like 7,000 contractors that are qualified under the EPA that have taken the certification, but there's only 2,000 on the list because they missed checking off a box. Is that, am I stating that accurately?
Ms. Frenette.
Mr. Chair, Senator Kielash, and members, the Department of Labor and Industry has approximately 13,000 contractors registered on their website. The Builders Association of Minnesota has about 3,000 of those people that are members. In looking at our data that we've been able to collect, there's about 2,000 people listed on the website. We know through local associations and trainers that there's been about 8,000 to 9,000 people we believe that have been trained. So those people are not on the website, and those would include builders of association members and people who are not members.
And Senator Kielash, Chair, just to follow up, and this is giving you time to get the awareness out so they get on the list so they can be qualified. They don't even have to do the training, is my understanding, right? They just need to, if they've already done the training, they just have to do the check that gets them on the EPA list. Is that accurate? again.
Ms. Frenette.
Mr. Chair, Senator Kielash, members, yes, sir, that's accurate.
Thank you.
Senator Kielash, are you comfortable with
it? I'm absolutely comfortable with it.
Great, and I know you and Senator Lilly have talked about this, and we'll make sure you are formally on the bill. Senator Kreif.
Thank you, Chairman. And Ms. Frenette, I have a question having to do with this checkoff. And not, I don't want to throw a monkey into the wrench here, but if wouldn't it be easier if the list of people that have taken this class was just listed and all of those people would automatically be certified to do these jobs rather than go through this extra step of making them check the box?
Ms. Frenette.
Mr. Chair, Senator DeCroop, it would be easier. However, that's not how the EPA law is written. And so when we work through that to make sure that they would be listed on the website, the checkoff box on the form where you look very vaguely says, if pretty much says, if you want to be on this, please check this off. Here in the state of Minnesota, it's a mandate. You have to opt in so that they're not checking off because of the vagueness of the language on the checkoff box.
Senator Kreif, you okay?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's an EPA rule that's causing the glitch, not the state of Minnesota.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Ms. Frenette, so for the record, do you know of any opposition to Senate File 139?
Mr. Chair, members, I do not know of any opposition. We've talked with the Department of Labor and Industry, the League of Minnesota Cities, the Association of Subcontractors, the building officials. I believe I've got my bases covered.
And thank you. I believe you do, Ms. Frenette. Can you just tell us where is this in the other body right now?
Mr. Chair, members, it's currently sitting on the general register, but we have a request in to move it to the consent calendar.
So we're almost moving as fast as they are. We might be able to lap them in a second here. Senator Metzen, how are you feeling about this bill?
It's fine. Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to put it on the consent calendar. Also.
So Senator Metzen moves moves to approve Senate File 139, recommend it for passage, and move it to the consent calendar on the Senate floor.
Yeah.
Does everyone understand the motion? Comfortable with that? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Bill is passed. Thank you, Ms. Frenette. Thank you, Senator Lilly. So what I would like to do, because I don't quite see everyone in the room here, we're going to recess till roughly 11 o'clock. I hope members can stay close, and then we'll follow up with some of the discussion on the regulatory relief and the permitting process. Committee's in recess.